Good afternoon to you, everybody. This is the best of Don and Mike from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. leading up to Don and Mike Live. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, and today on the slate, we've got Don and Mike start riffing on Baltimore and, I believe, Marty Bass and Lance Bass. It's on the best of Don and Mike leading up to Don and Mike Live at 3 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK.
Gonna take that about Destiny's Child. They are such whores, and I want to tell you why they're whores.
Well, whores in the sense of do anything for money?
No, whores in this sense, that at least here in D.C. they're having a top 40 battle.
Right.
Between 99.5 and Z104. Mm-hmm. So, for a while, Destiny's Child was doing all these things on Hot 99.5, where they go, "Hi, I'm Alice, I'm Beverly, I'm Julie," whatever their names are. Mm-hmm. And then all together they go, "We're Destiny's Child."
Right.
"And our favorite station is Hot 99.5. Well, it's obvious the other station got mad, because I turned on the other station today, and I hear, "Hi, I'm Janice. Hi, I'm Brenda. Hi, this is April. We're Destiny's Child. Our favorite station is Z104. I was like, God, what horrors? And, yeah. And they're not the only ones. They're pitting all of these musical stars against each other, these two stations that are playing the same 15 records just in a different order every day.
Whores!
Yeah, they're whores. Such whores. I mean, at least when the country stars whore themselves out, generally country music's not very popular. So unless you're in a town like Nashville or something, you've only got one country station.
Mm-hmm. But I sure like the making of Survivor. I watched that in its entirety.
Oh, is that what you saw last night?
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw a month and a half ago, but I mean, it was funny to watch the prima donnas. It's just funny to see that when they're losing their light, man, and they have to get their last helicopter shot. It was just, it's amazing. They've had a lot of turmoil in that group, too.
Well, they've had a lot of turnover. Sure, they've lost members and they've added members. You know, I'm just thinking from the standpoint of, the idiot program director at Z104 who calls up the record company, and I'm sure it's like this: "Hey, man, listen, I want to tell you something. We're playing that record 80 times a week.
Right.
I'm dropping that record unless Destiny's Child cuts me an ID right now saying that I'm the number one hit music station."
We'll get right on it.
Yeah. So then they got to get Destiny's Child into a studio.
Exactly.
And they're not into it.
They hate it.
I mean, it's like a session when you and I have to cut liners for a new affiliate.
Exactly.
I mean, we are not into it. So, like, yeah, okay. Hi, yeah, it's our favorite station.
How you doing? Fantastic. Love and Live.
And they're the biggest whores, because I hear them not only on those stations, but I've heard them like on KYS,
right,
on PGC.
But, it's when you read about the turnover, too. You know, when a group is that young and they've been out for that brief a period of time and they've already had like three different members, switch, it's like, what's the deal? It's too contrived.
Well, it doesn't matter because the music's good.
Right. It's processed well.
Yeah, Destiny's Child, the music is real good. A lot of people compare them to Diana Ross and the Supremes, because Diana Ross and the Supremes had a bunch of hit records in a row.
And let's not forget Easy on the Eye.
The queerest video I've seen recently, though, is, last night, Carson Daly on TRL.
Hi-oh.
He was wearing Elvis Presley sunglasses.
Right.
Because he's so freaking hip.
He's the hippest.
He was introducing the number one video, which is the new NSYNC video.
Right.
Which is the gayest video.
Is that the one where they all go into the barbershop and they get their hair shaved?
Yeah, that's right. One of them gets it in the shape of a football.
Another one gets a bone.
A bone. Another guy gets a star.
And the last guy gets an alien.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Talk about prepackaged crap.
Hey, but can they dance?
Yeah, and that's what it's all about with those boy bands. And then, just like when I said the Beach Boys are not the Beach Boys, they're really the Beach Men.
Right.
Come on. They're not boy bands.
No.
They're man bands. And Backstreet Boys are even more of a man band than NSYNC. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I think one of the guys in Backstreet Boys is like 35 years old.
Yeah, I know that we've talked about this before, and one of the guys had just turned 30.
I know, and listen, I'm just as big an idiot because I'm almost 43 and I'm watching TRL, but when I was watching the Backstreet Boys do a live TRL concert, oh, thank you, Lisa, for the magazine. What's this, NSYNC? Yeah. See, at least this is NSYNC.
I
don't know.
That's NSYNC.
Yes, it is.
That's
NSYNC. That's the guy that's like 60.
No. At least in NSYNC, the guy. You know what I need? I need a picture of the Backstreet Men, because there's one of them. When I was watching them do this concert on TRL, One of them, I'm serious, is going bald.
Right.
Wow. So what he's had to do is get that real short, butch, Freddie Mercury-type haircut happening.
That's NSYNC, right, on the cover of 17 magazine?
Yes.
The guy of all the boy bands that I hate the most is that short-haired guy.
This one?
I hate
him. I think that's Justin Timberlake.
That's Justin Timberlake. He was involved with Britney Spears for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or no, I'm sorry, Mike, hold on. That's...
No, that's the you had it right.
That's Justin.
They're all alike.
Who's that one?
I think that's Lance.
No, that's Tito.
No, you're right, Rob.
And that's JC.
That's Lance Bass.
And that's Alan.
Rob.
And that's Ken.
Rob, you are
Carrie
such a fag.
Carrie likes
fag.
Him a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that must
Carrie
be
Carrie likes
it.
Yeah, that's a good disclaimer you threw in there.
Blame it on your wife, Rob.
You're not 2 inches away from the television.
Go ahead.
You're screaming at the television.
Sing bye, bye, bye.
You're screaming at the set. Dance, boys. Dance.
You'd love the new video, Rob, because that's all they do. They just dance around
I
like in cartoons.
Love to watch them dance.
Here you go.
Who's the next hot boy band making the band?
Okay, here we go. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, they're there. That's
there
NSYNC. Get down and dirty. Let me see. God damn. Well, I don't know why I'm making fun of this magazine. It's 17 magazine. I mean, it's a magazine yes. for 17-year-old girls. I was
right.
reading it. Like, you know,
that's their target demo.
If you were married to, and it says Lance Bass, to be sure you've bagged the nicest guy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But will you ever get to see him? Lance is a hardcore career man. When he's not with the band, he's busy acting. He manages the careers of up-and-coming artists like country crooner Meredith Edwards.
Lance Bass, is that his name?
Yes.
Any relation to Marty?
Lance Bass. I don't know about that. Hey, hello, Lance.
Hey,
this is your cousin Marty Bass.
I was playing golf with a buddy of mine, and he bumped into Marty Bass and mentioned our names to him, and apparently he was not pretty.
Mm. Marty's no longer a member of the camp?
Well, it sounded like he was very, very upset about hearing our names and was aware of the fact that we've had Marty Bass as some fodder for comedy purposes.
None of the bad stuff, though. I mean, it's just when the name Marty Bass comes up.
Hello, I'm Marty Bass. Land a jet on my head.
We think of Baltimore weather. Right. Hello here on Television Hill.
Marty Bass, Don Scott.
Good morning, everybody. Let's go to the weather wall and see what's happening.
Mr. Baltimore, Marty Bass. It's great. I'm sure proud of my nephew who can't think.
Hello, Uncle Marty. This is your nephew, Lance Bass.
I'm so proud of you and that NSYNC boy band.
And I'm so proud of you on Eyewitness News with Don Scotty every morning.
Well, you can consider this a professional admiration society.
Hey, Uncle Marty.
Yes, sirree, Lance.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
How old were you when you started losing your hair?
I was 16 years old, and it just fell out just like dead weeds. Fell out in my comb, in the shower, and it just fell on the bottom of the tub. When I used to take my tub, it was a wooden tub. I bathed in a wooden tub. We didn't have indoor plumbing in the bathhouse.
Hey, Uncle Marty, I got a question for
Fire
you.
Fire away there, Lance.
I was watching you. Me and the other guys in the band were watching
you. How's Justin doing?
Justin's doing A-okay.
That's terrific. You give him my best, won't you?
That's Don Scott.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you some English fried chicken.
He's got some pockmarked skin, doesn't he there, boy?
Oh, he does. You know, at the end of the show, when we tear down our TV lights,
yeah,
we put them all inside of one of his pockmarks for the next show. That's how big those pockmarks are.
I tell people when I go out on the road,
right?
I say, sure, I'm Lance Bass, but you should know my uncle, Marty Bass, the famous weatherman on Channel 13.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Lance. And I work with Don Scott, who uses actual bathroom to put his makeup on in the morning.
He's got some bad skin there, Uncle Marty.
Well, Lance, that's why he's got that beard.
Hey, Uncle Marty.
Yes, sirree, Lance Bass.
When did you start losing your hair?
Right after I lost the hair on top of my head. I might have been, on 17 when my hair started to fall out. It was horrible, I tell you that right now. They used to call me Mr. Smoothie. Mr. Smoothie in gym class.
Well, the other boys at NSYNC were saying to me, Lance Bass.
Lance Bass.
That I might want to think about a comb over.
Well, yes, I think you shouldn't. You might want to be pricing merkins right now, too.
I think I'm going to model myself right now after that famous columnist, Tony Kornheiser.
Yeah, do the whole comb over. Take it from your right ear.
Yeah.
And comb it real slow-like, and comb it right over to your other ear, and then it'll look fantastic. You'll look just like a Roman emperor.
Hey, Uncle Marty?
Yes, sirree, Lance Bass.
Uncle Marty Bass?
Yes, Lance Bass?
Could you introduce me to Denise Coke?
I'd love to. You know, she's all highfalutin and stuff. She doesn't really belong in Balmer. I'll tell you right now with her hello this and hello that. But I'll do that. She wears a wig, too.
Oh, really?
We're all bald on Eyewitness News. No one's got any hair.
Hey, Uncle Marty, this is Lance Bass again from NSYNC.
Yes, Lance Bass, you're talking to your Uncle Marty Bass.
I was with a groupie the other night.
Oh!
I got the crabs.
Oh, that's bad. I tell you, the only kind of crabs I like, the kind I get down at the fish house. I don't like those crabs that crawl on you. Not to say I ain't had them. I had them bad one time. As a matter of fact, I had them so bad, they were crawling down over my kneecaps. And they looked like real crabs. Real Maryland crabs. They were blue.
Uncle Marty, I learned so much from you.
It's always great talking to you, Lance Bass.
When I go out on the road, they say to me, Lance Bass, you're in NSYNC.
That's it.
What are you most proud about? And I'll say I'm most proud that my uncle's the number one morning weatherman in Baltimore. His name's Marty Bass.
Well, let me tell you, I was at the Baltimore TV Emmy Awards, and I'm very popular in Baltimore. And they said, you must be so proud of your nephew, Lance Bass.
Hey, Uncle Marty Bass.
Yes, Lance Bass.
How about them O's?
Those O's are kicking ass and taking names. Cal's on the road to recovery. And I think Mark Hargrave is doing a fantastic job. And I can't wait to do a shoot of interview with him on my morning show. With Don Scott and his Park Parks.
Well, until next time, Uncle Marty Bass.
Yes.
This is your famous nephew, Lance Bass.
Lance Bass from
NSYNC.
Pleasure talking to you. This is Marty Bass from Eyewitness News.
Now, why would he be upset about that?
I don't know. Okay, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern, all morning.
In some areas, they have attempted to ban it completely.
Don and Mike, all afternoon.
What's our congressman's phone number?
Why?
Well, if there isn't a law against that, I'll help him write one.
106.7 WJFK.
Let's talk tomatoes.
Why tomatoes?
Because tomatoes are the very soul of authentic Italian cooking. And that's why at Bertucci's, they're near and dear to our heart. At Bertucci's, we use only the freshest, hand-picked, vine-ripened plum tomatoes. And as for our tomato sauce, we actually travel to California and personally select our tomato crop. Then we have our tomato sauce made to our own special recipe. No preservatives, nothing artificial. Nothing to get in the way of the flavor. At Bertucci's, we keep the passion for authentic Italian cooking burning every day. Bertucci's, keepers of the flame.
Now you can give and receive. Give a $25 Bertucci's gift card and you get a $25 Bertucci's rewards card free. So share the gift of Bertucci's Brick Oven Cooking for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Graduation Day, any day.
Welcome to Fun with Four. Did you know that an elephant has four knees? Or that there's such a thing as a four-eyed fish? How fun is that?
Did I mention the elephant knees? Sometimes.